be good for us is doing good things for other people. And that truly is our responsibility. Now, Alcoholics Anonymous, I want to talk a little bit about Alcoholics Anonymous and some of the stuff that's going on with that. So 3 years ago now, if you would have told me 4 years ago, Chris, a call is going to go out nationwide and every single Alcoholics Anonymous meeting there is going to be shut down, I would have gone, get out of here. Never would something like that happen, right? Well, all of a sudden COVID hit, and I don't know how it is, you know, up here, but every single meeting was shut down. Every single meeting was shut down. They're all closed. The churches, we mainly meet in churches in the Northeast, so they threw us all out. You know, some people are doing a parking lot thing or at their house, but you know, generally everything shut down. And all of a sudden we all fumble onto Zoom, right? None of us know how to operate this thing. It's upside down. We don't know how to mute. We're taking it into the bathroom with us. You know what I mean? But we figure it out, don't we? You know, and a large portion of us found a lot of real comfort with this Zoom thing. A lot of people said, I'm just not doing Zoom, you know, and figured out something else. But a lot of us started jumping on Zoom. And what I found out was Zoom. So I've got friends like all over the place because of doing things like this over the years, you know. So you know, I got Ralph in California, you know, I got Chad in Austin, I get to see him like a couple of times a week now on a Zoom. It was really cool, but that's not the best part of what happened with Zoom. I think the most important thing that came out of this Zoom experience is English speakers in other countries got a shot of the best AA we could provide. You know what I mean? People in Timbuktu and you know where there's just there hasn't been an organic growth of Alcoholics Anonymous yet, and they got to really see what the heck is going on, and they got to hear from a lot of us. So I think there's going to be a quantum leap, you know, across the planet with quality Alcoholics Anonymous. I do, you know. But what's my responsibility to keep groups going? With this pandemic, what happened in my area is there were meetings with say 100 people, and when it was time to come back, maybe 20, 25 came back, and they were different people. So we lost, in our area, we lost half of the fellowship. You know, the people that you know, just weren't coming back to the in-person meetings. Maybe they're on Zoom, maybe they found they didn't need meetings, who knows. But the fellowship dropped. Doesn't look like that when I'm looking out here today. But it certainly dropped in my area. What's my responsibility with that? You know, because I'm sober a long time. I've done it all. I've made the coffee. You know, I've had every commitment there is. I've sponsored people. You know, I've chaired meetings and everything, right? You know, what is my responsibility? To keep doing that. To keep doing that. Because there are going to be people who the only answer they're going to have is in spiritual abstinence-based recovery. That's really going to be the only lane they're going to be successful in. And I need to make sure that this thing keeps going. You know, I pay attention to a lot of the history of Alcoholics Anonymous. When I speak to history, you know, like people like Jay or anybody, they're going to be horrified because I am not burdened by the tyranny of accuracy when I talk about history, okay? Yeah, you know, the story is what matters. You know what I mean? So so sometimes I get weird